Hello, all my favorite Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our Shira and Mishnayos, we're doing Masechet Shabbos. We're up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, which is the Gemara in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah begins. Bameh Ein Yotze. What things can an animal not wear as it goes out in the Mishnah Rabbah on Shabbos? Lo Yitzi Gamal BeMetul Teles. A camel should not go out with a Metul Teles. What is that? Rashi says it's like a strap under its tail, and some say it's a cloth blanket over it, and he likes the second shot better, because if it's just a strap under its tail, that would be tied up around it, and how could it possibly fall? The whole point in the Mishnah here is, don't put something on it that might fall, and then he might end up carrying it. And the Rav says it's a piece of material that's tied by its tail for a simon or for some other reason. The Moharam says this is similar to the merdas of the chamor, the blanket of the chamor. So it's one of the two, either a blanket or a strap. It shouldn't wear out on Shabbos because it might fall and the owner might carry it. Also, lo akud, shouldn't go out akud. Rashi Rav explained, they tie the hands, front legs and the rear legs of this camel so it won't run away. Below ruggle, another way of tying it, Rav says, you tie up a leg up to its knee, bend it at its knee, tie the bottom to the top, and that hobbles it so it can't run. Tiferes Yisrael says, this is the reason why you shouldn't go out these ways, is because it's extra type of protection that's not necessary. It's much more than is necessary. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Hey, Sifkat Mem Ches, says it causes tzar for the behemah, and it's like a masoi for it. And a second shot is because it might, these things might fall, these three things might fall, and I'll end up carrying a dollar down with Shishas Aram. V'chein Kol Shar Behemoth, and also all other types of behemoths, and Eri says, not just the camels, but any other type of behemoth shouldn't go out with this awkward ruggle tied up their legs in these kind of fashions. Lo yikshar gamalim zelazeh zebezeh v'yimshach. Don't tie one camel to the next and pull them. Rashi and Rav says, don't you end up pulling the front animal and then that's tied to the one behind it, and so on and so forth. You have a whole line of animals, or of camels. Don't pull them with the front rope. Why? And the Rav adds, they're all walking because they look like they're going to the shuk for selling them. Taisus Yandav says, if this is the case, then even if they were tied up from Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to do it, because it's the fact that you are leading them in such a manner that looks like they're going to the shuk, has nothing to do with the actual tying. And similarly, the Rambam says in his pshat and in his Chibur in Perek Chaf, that's what the Taisus Yandav brings down. Avo, so how does he get all these camels moving? Machnes Chavol Matok Yadav Yimshach. He has one rope for each camel, and he takes all these different ropes together in his hand, and he pulls. And the Rav says, but make sure that the head of these ropes don't hang down from the front of his hand to the ground, a tefach or more, because then it looks like he's carrying ropes that are in his hand. The Tiferes Yisrael says, if they're not tied one to another, you can put all the different parts of the ropes the head of them into your hand, as long as the head part of the rope doesn't go outside of his hand, the tefach, as we said, because then it's a masoi, he's carrying the rope in the Rishas HaRabim. Everything, I guess, the rope from the animal to him, it's like the animal's carrying it, and anything from his hand on further, he's carrying it. And some are also this, and it says in Siman Shin Hey, Sef Tes Zion. He can take all these different ropes into his hand, but he shouldn't be kairach them. Rashi says, what does that mean? Don't wrap the ropes around his hand. Rav says, there's nothing to do with Shabbos, the reason why he shouldn't be wrapped around his hand, but it's for the Inyan Kalayim. And this is a pshat. If you're taking these ropes in your hand, some of them may be of flax, some of them may be of wool, so don't wrap them around together, because when you wrap them around, you're making a Kalayim, the Pishtun and the Tzemer, and your hand gets warmed up, and it's usher to get warmed up from the Kalayim. Taisus Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings from the Rashi and Daf, then the element Aleph, that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Davar She'eino Mitzkaven is Asur. So even though he doesn't have intention to warm up his hand, it still would be usher if he ends up getting a handoff from it. And the Shultiki Barim brings the Sipsik Resha. So it's not possible that by holding them that his hand won't get warmed up. And he says, check what it said he wrote in Kalayim. Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Because there they're talking about the blanket of Hamar. Shouldn't be put on your shoulder. Don't carry it on your shoulder. Even if you're carrying out some manure from the stables. And the Rabbi here writes there, why don't we call this a Davish Inimus Kavein? Because you do have Kavanah to put the blanket on your shoulder so you don't get dirty. Your clothes don't get dirty. And that's also considered having Hanav from the Kalayim, that it protects your clothes. This Yantav brings from our Gemara here, Lo Yichruch V'Yichsho, don't wrap it around and tie it. Okay, moving on, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is a Daf Nun Dalet, Amud Beis. In Chamor Yitz B'Mar Das is Manshin Ekshur Lo. Chamor can't go out in Shus HaRabim with a blanket if it's not tied to him. Tosfos Yantar says it has to be tied from Erev Shabbos. Tosfos Yantar says because maybe it'll fall in Shus HaRabim and it'll end up carrying it. V'lo B'Zug. It shouldn't have a zug, Rav explains. It's like a bell that's hanging in its neck of the animal, so people can hear it as it's walking. Why Alpha Pishu Pokok? Even Mishnah says, even if, as Rashi and Rav explain, it is stuffed up with soft materials, so now the bell won't be banging inside to make a noise. Still don't go out with this bell, because it looks like he's taking it out to sell it in the shuk. Taisus Yonder brings to Taisus, it's not a masoi because it's bottled to the halter. The Tver Israel says, in any event, it looks like you bring it to the shuk because the whole point of a bell is that people will hear it and the buyers will come to check it out. So if you're going with a bell, people think you're taking it to the market even if it's not making a noise at the moment. Velo Besulim Shuk Tavaro, don't have a sulam, what is that? Like a ladder by its neck. Rav explains, if it has a wound around its neck, so they put by its neck wood lattice work from Shasi Ve'erev, so on both sides, like so it show, so you won't be able to turn its head to lick or to scratch his wound. You see that with dogs these days too. A lot of times they have like a little cone in front of on its over its mouth, around its snout, so it won't be turning and be able to scratch its wound. And Rashi Mara says these are more chashuv than just having a splint on a broken bone. Because if they fall, he's going to want to save this sulam, and he'll bring it by mistake. He'll carry it in Shus HaRabim. Mishnah continues, V'lo b'ritzuish b'raglav, it shouldn't have a strap by its legs. The Rav explains, a behema who has a wound in its legs, because it constantly bangs its legs as it's walking, they make like a ring of a strap, very thick, and they tie it on that place with the legs are normally banging against each other to protect them. Here he says, this type of strap would be something that would fall often, and I'll forget, and I'll carry it just a Rabin. V'ein tarnagolim yotzim b'chutim. Tarnagolim can't go out with strings. Rav says they're used for a simon on these tarnagolim that won't get mixed up with other people's tarnagolim, so you have your own colored string, I guess. That's the other says, from the Rambam, Tarnagolim is a general word both for male and female of these birds. V'lo b'ritzuish b'raglayim, they shouldn't also have a strap on the raglayim, on their legs. The Rav says they tie both legs together with a small strap so they won't be hopping around and breaking people's kalim. The verse Rav says this word b'raglayim goes back on the chutim as well. Chutim are used for a simen, and the ritzuis, so they won't jump around. So don't tie the chutim, or the ritzuas to their legs. Ve'en haschar miyotzim ba'agola shetakos al yishlehem. And male animals shouldn't be going out with a, these are sheep, shouldn't going out with a wagon underneath its tail. And the Rashi and also the Rav explained here, it's like a small wagon you put under the tail of a sheep, because these sheep have very wide tails, and they look like a pillow, but they don't have any bones. All it is fat, and they're very thick and heavy, and if it gets dragged on the ground, it'll start ripping apart and get destroyed. So they make a small little wagon that rolls after the sheep while it's walking, and the tail is tied to it to protect it. The Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, it's like the sheep that they have in Egypt, where the Rambam was. There they have very thick tails and very heavy, and it's a big, major portion of their bodies. And you make these agalas, these wagons, so they don't get rubbed against the ground and ruin the hide of the sheep. And the female sheep don't go out chanunos. What does that mean? Rav says, it's a tree, it's called yachnan. They take a chip from it, and they put it by its nose in order so it should sneeze, and the bugs in its head will fall out. And for male sheep, you don't have to do this kind of thing with the chip to make it sneeze, because they're always banging heads, knocking heads together, and therefore that causes the bugs to fall from by themselves. The verse real says, even though anything is done to protect the tsar of an animal is mutter, like it says in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Aleph, still, this is just a small tsar, the bugs by its head, and therefore it's usher to do this. And the Miri says that the problem is because maybe these chips will fall and he'll want to take them, pick them up. And some say, no, the chips themselves are considered a masli. An eagle doesn't go out with a gimon. What is this? Rav says it's like a weight of gemi that you put around its neck of the eagle, of the calf, to teach it to bend its head down when it grows up. So it's a circular thing around its neck to hold its head down. V'lo para ba'or ha'kupar, and a para shouldn't go out with the hide of a kupar. And Rashi Rav says this is the sheretz, which are very sharp quills, the porcupine. They tie this skin of the porcupine by the breasts of the para, that shrutzim won't come to start trying to milk it. And Yerushalmi says sometimes it's put there as well if you don't want the offspring of the para itself to be milking at that time of the day. So you would also want to tie this or the porcupine there, but don't let it go out on Shabbos that way. V'lo b'ritzuah she'b'karnav, not with a strap by its horns, as the Rav says, whether for beauty or whether to protect it, it's usur, because anything that's extra, too much protection, is considered a masli. And it's, Rashi also says it's a masli. And Taisis Yantif brings from Rashi and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maslanai, that you color and braid this strap, make it beautiful between its horns, from one horn to the other, and you don't actually hold the animal that way. And look, check into Mesechus Bey, a Perik Beis Mishleches, in the Rav, that anything for beauty of an animal is considered a masoi, except if this thing is always worn throughout the week. It's continuously worn. Otherwise, it's something extra, and you shouldn't go out like with this on Shabbos. Parasa Sherbe Lezer Ben Azaria, the para of Rav Elazar ben Azariah would go out with this kind of a strap by its horns, and Chacham did not approve of it. Rav says it wasn't really his para, it was his neighbor's. And since he didn't give her to Chacha, didn't tell her she shouldn't do this, it's called his. Hasiyam Yantar brings in the Gemara, whenever it says paraso, like the paraso shiva lesser minister, it sounds like they only talking about one par. But he had plenty of parim. It says there he used to give like thousands of Maisa Behema animals every year that were born from his flocks. So he had plenty of animals. So here we're only talking about one singular one. It must have been his neighbors. Rashi Maseches Beach of Yom Lavad Aleph, during Masel Beritzua, says, held that this is not a Masoi, this Ritzua, but it's a Tachshit and it's Mutter. The Ritfun Dachman Beis when Aleph says, it was normal for animals to wear this type of ritzua. Rishami says it was really his wife's, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's wife, that once went out on Shabbos. Oh, a similar case. She went out on Shabbos with a strap on her head, which looked like this, that the animal wore between its horns. And since this is against what the Chum say, like we have in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Lazar did tshuva and he fasted so much until his teeth became blackened. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.